From Little Rock Public Radio News, I'm Maggie Ryan, sitting in for Nathan Treese. The head of Arkansas's public television network is defending their decision to drop PBS programming. The network's board voted last month to disaffiliate and rebrand from Arkansas PBS to Arkansas TV. CEO Carlton Wing told members of the Rotary Club of Little Rock on Tuesday the move was necessary after Congress rescinded funding to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting in July.
Everybody is dealing with it in some way or another. States have different funding models. Some don't rely on any government assistance at all. We have 60% of our budget comes from the state of Arkansas. 20% came from the feds through that Corporation for Public Broadcasting grant. And so every state is having to wrestle with it if that federal funding and that state funding mechanism is involved.
Arkansas TV is the first statewide broadcaster to cut ties to PBS after losing federal funding. The broadcaster received about $2.5 million in federal funding each year. When asked if the state of Arkansas could dedicate surplus dollars to bridge that gap, Wing, a former state lawmaker, said it's unlikely that kind of support exists in the legislature.
In fact, this last time we got to five attempts, we have 3 days left in the session just to get our basic appropriation package passed. And I would routinely have to go down to the floor of the House of Representatives and remind my colleagues how important public television is. So they're barely passing what we have now, the ability to think that we could go back and get another $2.5 million is not realistic.
Two members of the State Broadcasters Commission voted against the move to cut PBS. In a December statement to the nonprofit public media news organization Current, Commissioner Annette Harrington said, quote, no real alternatives to dropping PBS were considered, and called the process rushed. Wing says the broadcaster will make up for the lack of PBS programming with locally produced shows as well as content from other sources. The programming change will take effect in July. And a note, Little Rock Public Radio also received funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but is unaffiliated with PBS or Arkansas TV. And a defense contractor with a large presence in southern Arkansas is preparing to ramp up production. The U.S. Department of Defense says it's investing $1 billion in L3 Harris to boost production of rocket motors. The company broke ground late last year on a $400 million expansion to its Camden facility. The company plans to expand its capacity to produce motors for weapon systems like the Patriot and Tomahawk missiles. A Republican running for a seat in the Arkansas House of Representatives can remain on the ballot following a judge's ruling. House District 94 candidate John Kyle Day argued his Republican primary opponent, Laura Missy Wardlaw, was ineligible to run for office because of a past hot check charge. State law prohibits people convicted of certain crimes from holding public office. Wardlaw argued the law doesn't apply in her case since she was not convicted of the crime and never appeared in court. Pulaski County Circuit Judge Kathleen Compton denied Day's request to leave Wardlaw's name off the ballot in a ruling on Tuesday. And a new lawsuit aims to keep a candidate off the ballot in central Arkansas. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the suit aims to block Christina Gulley from running for a seat in the Pulaski County Quorum Court. Plaintiffs allege Gulley is ineligible to run due to a past hot check conviction. She previously won a 2020 election in the Quorum Court, but was removed from office and barred from seeking re-election. A Northwest Arkansas doctor is fit to stand trial on Medicaid fraud charges. A court-ordered exam found Brian Hyatt is mentally capable of standing trial, according to court filings. Hyatt has pleaded not guilty to two felony counts of Medicaid fraud. He's accused of billing Medicaid for care that wasn't actually delivered to patients. And Little Rock City officials have given the green light for a multi-million dollar renovation of a downtown food hall. Members of the City Board of Directors voted on Tuesday to contract with a St. Louis-based firm to overhaul the River Market's Ottenheimer Market Hall. Mayor Frank Scott Jr. announced in September the facility would close for renovations at an unspecified date. The hall first opened in 1996. I'm Maggie Ryan. You're listening to Little Rock Public Radio News.